Audrey Goddard.
Oh, thank you, John and Tina, for the opportunity to share my thoughts. I really want to say this is great at the forum. And if you're really looking for diversity and voices that are not heard anywhere else, not only in the Bay Area, but in the world, Tangents should be your foundational program. It is an amazingly diverse, eclectic program. It epitomizes inclusion, diversity, and engagement of musical genres. I haven't come across anything else in my life. Now, I will admit, I've only lived in three countries on two continents, so my experience is very limited. But that program really brings in a lot of diversity. And I think losing even 1 minute of this program goes against what you're trying to establish. It should be the basis on which you are building with your local music, because that program has such a network through which you can even get the visitors for your, if you want to have live venues, we are here and we are engaged. So I really think that you need to really consider continuing this program with its full programming. And I really don't want you to come across as being narrow and exclusive in your programming. I want you to be seen as being bringing in the entire community here, the LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, Pacific Islanders, all the communities I don't even know of. I want to hear them all, and I want to hear them all, and we hear them on Tangents. So thank you very much for letting me say my piece. It's why we contribute, and it's why we have stayed with KALW for 30 years. Thank you.
Next is John Santos.
Well, you know, I mean, 1 minute is not sufficient for what I'd like to say, but I guess I'll just try to speak quickly and squeeze as much as I can in. I want to also express my support of Tangents. I think that all of the goals that you've stated are fully expressed through Tangents, and we don't have to cut Tangents in order to achieve those goals. Dory has earned and forged an incredible, awesome show that's so widely respected. It meets all of the stated goals and the mission statement of the station. It's social justice minded. It tells a human story. It's all about justice, equity, community creation. It's local based. It's about sharing. It's all about sharing. You mentioned sharing, Tina, and he shares so much valuable information, and it's a voice that doesn't get heard. It's really important in this climate of right-wing politics, that voice around what's expressed on Gaza Strip, a Gaza corner as well, that it's all about diversity and inclusion. The excellence that he has shown in the diversity and in the production, he puts so much work into it. It's unique. I know of no other show that's produced to the extent that he produces that show so well. I think he's earned that 4-hour slot, and that we love it, and we could welcome these new things. But reflecting that progressive spirit of the San Francisco Bay Area and the multi-generational angle that he takes is incredible. He has a lot of listener support, obviously, a great deal of listener support, and it's an institution. I just really want to strongly suggest that you reconsider cutting it back. Thank you.
Next, and I'm going to try to learn from last night, but is Theron. Let me know if I said that right, Theron.
Yes, that's right. Tonight, I feel this is very important. Tonight, I want to talk about the idea that KALW was seeking to attract a younger, more diverse generation. I am 23 years old, and I'm part of that diverse generation. I feel this is very important. Tonight, I want to talk about the idea that KALW was seeking to attract a younger, more diverse generation. I am 23 years old, and I'm part of that diverse generation. Hip hop seems well represented on the radio. I listen to that. I also listen to lesser heard voices of Eurasian peoples and people from North and West Africa. People that really don't have much to do with my own background, but that I do listen to, and they really are far from overrepresented on the radio. And Tangents is the place that I hear those voices. So thank you.